time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And Billy Brown is on the phone from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Billy, welcome.
Well, thanks very much. It's great to be with you.
Oh, great to have you. Billy, what's your musical background?
Well, I'm a singer, and I sing in two music groups now, a Madrigal Singers group and also the Albuquerque Civic Chorus, which has toured a few times recently.
Oh, nice. Where have you gotten to sing?
We were singing in Austria. We had four concerts in Austria, and we also sang in Carnegie Hall a couple summers ago.
Wow. What was that experience like?
It was terrific. You know, it's one of those pay-as-you-go plans where you...
Sure. Actually, anybody can rent Carnegie Hall.
That's right.
And do a concert there. It's true. So if you hear somebody say they've played at Carnegie Hall, it's not necessarily because Carnegie Hall signed them up.
Yeah. Or that they've practiced.
Exactly. Billy, I think you know what you're in for. Bruce is about to play a piano puzzler, and your job will be to try to name the tune that he's hidden in here and also name the composer whose style he's imitating. All set for your piano puzzler?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph at the piano. Was devastatingly pretty.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Fred. Well, you know, some of it is not by me. In fact, I only wrote like a third of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Billy, what do you think? What did you hear in that?
I must confess that the melody, while it sounds familiar, I'm not able to place it. I do have a couple of ideas about the composer, but I'm not at all sure.
Well, why don't we start there?
Well, I'm thinking of Beethoven or Chopin.
You're closer with Beethoven.
Mm-hmm. Schubert is actually the first one that came to my mind.
Well, you should have said that, because that is who it is.
Oh, okay.
Franz Schubert. Yeah,
this is actually based very closely on a song of Schubert called Tränenregen, which means a raining of tears or a shower of tears.
Oh.
And this introduction is by Schubert. And in fact, after that, the voice leading, the key changes, and the fact that it ends strangely in A minor for quite a few phrases after it had been going back and forth between A major and A minor and moving to C major, all of that is from the song by Schubert. And even some of the dramatic moments, such as this, that's by Schubert too, except that I crammed the tune into these things.
Right.
So there's a tune, not by Schubert.
Yeah, and I'm just not getting it.
Maybe I should start right where the tune comes in.
Okay.
Also the tune. And now at that point I stop because that section that I just played goes back and forth. Almost every other measure has the tune.
For some reason, Broadway is entering my mind. But
yes. No, it is an old Broadway tune. Yeah, I think you know it.
Bewitched and bewildered.
Yes, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
There we go.
It's such a great tune, but also, you know, the words are great too.
I've actually sung that in one of my groups a couple years ago, but somehow I wasn't able to discern it until the end.
Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered in the style, not just in the style of, but in the style of a specific song by Franz Schubert. Billy Brown, you got the tune, you got the composer. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Billy, what's your public radio station?
Well, I listen to KUNM, which is the station at University of New Mexico.
Billy Brown from Albuquerque, New Mexico, thank you very much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.